Okay, so it can happen to the best of us. We have goals, we're excited, we have a business, we are rocking it. And then all of a sudden, life happens. Maybe it's an illness, maybe it's divorce, maybe out of the blue, someone reemerges from our past and it throws us for a loop. Whatever it is, there can be times when business is exhausting. And when you're frustrated and you're overwhelmed and you don't feel like doing anything, what can you do to move yourself forward? My name is Susan Sly. I am a CEO. I'm an entrepreneur. I'm a tech investor. And I've been in business since I was 11 years old. That's right. And in this short episode, I'm going to share with you my best tips on how to get going when you feel stuck. This is one of the biggest questions that I get asked. And today I'm going to answer it for you. And I want you to go ahead, hit the subscribe, drop a comment below, because these videos are designed to keep you in the game, get you focus and help you build your dream business.
Here's the beautiful thing about it. You can develop an internal motivation. You can develop an internal drive.
Winning habits, winning routines, and a winning mindset.
You're the main character of your own life story.
Welcome to the Susan Sly Project, where entrepreneurs rule, startups launch, and the side hustle becomes the main hustle. Ladies and gentlemen, your host, Susan Sly.
All right. So maybe you are a little stuck. Maybe you're tired. Maybe you've got fatigue. Maybe there's something going on in business and it just seems to be taking a lot longer than you thought it would. Maybe people aren't getting back to you. You haven't been able to close the sale. Maybe you're going through contract negotiations, you know, whatever it is. And it's just taking a really, really, really long time. Well, in raw and real entrepreneurship, that's going to happen. And, you know, the biggest thing that I want to say to you is you are not alone. I make these videos. They're just, you know, super organic. I've got life happening, deals happening, running a business. I've got kids, you know, and when I get the urging on my heart to share something, it's because often someone's direct messaged me and they've said, "Hey, Susan, what do I do?" So this is one of the most common questions I get asked. How do I get unstuck? And here's the thing I want to say to you. You are powerful beyond measure. And there is so much more to you than you give yourself credit for. And maybe people have discounted you. Maybe you're going through a rough time right now and you feel powerless. My best advice for you is the following. Number one, make a list of the things that help you feel accomplished in business. And you know, make it as big as you physically can. Maybe it's when you produce a new piece of content. Maybe it's making a sale. Maybe it's doing a presentation, doing a speaking event, writing a book, whatever it is for you, make that list. So that's the first thing. What this is gonna do is sort of help to give that window of what success means like for you. What does accomplishment mean for you? And I know for myself, over the years, that list has shifted. I've written 7 books. I've done all sorts of speaking events with incredible people. I've shared the stage with Tony Robbins, with Pitbull, with Jack Canfield, Dr. John Gray, Jim Rohn while he was still alive, all these incredible, incredible speakers and trainers. And my list used to be speaking events, writing books. That has changed. And as my life has shifted and now co-CEO and co-founder of Radius AI, which is a tech company, we have a valuation that's north of $100 million. I own a digital marketing agency, Agency 8. You can check it out if you're a small business owner. That's what we specialize, the small business owner, the solopreneur. Check it out, agency8.com. I've got my own brand. I also have a health and wellness business. I have kids. And, you know, what helps to bring me joy now is so different. What causes me to have a sense of accomplishment is so different. Just taking a moment in between meetings and doing a video just like this, there's nothing to sell you. There's nothing I want you to do. I just want you to feel better. For me, adding value to you is an accomplishment. And even going through this week, I kept thinking, oh my gosh, you know, I just want to make a video for all of you to help you in this moment. And this is my time. I'm not even worried about my hair. I'm not worried about anything, background noise, because it's just this message. It's you and me. I want to help you. So make that list. The second thing is break that list down into micro goals. So what's a micro goal? Let's say you want to write a book, and that will really help boost your business. If you're a speaker or a coach, you should write a book. Ideally, it doesn't cost really anything to write a book anymore. Publish it on Amazon. So for you, it might be writing 1500 to 3000 words a day. Maybe you're a speaker and you say, well, my business is speaking, and on the other side of the pandemic, I want to get out there. Maybe it's reaching out to 3 organizations a day to hire you to speak, or maybe it's creating a video. Maybe it's writing a blog. Maybe it's posting something on social media that says, hey, I'm open for business. Maybe for you, making a sale. So reaching out to 3 prospects, those are micro goals. What these micro goals do is they help to build confidence. They help you to get your power back. They help you to feel as though you're accomplishing something. We all want the big win. We want to get the big acquisition, sell our business, grow our business, do all these things. But all of those big goals, they happen on the back of these smaller micro goals. And the third thing that I want to say to you, just from the bottom of my heart, is reclaim your power by taking action every day, and not one action, not 2 actions, but 3 actions. So Mark Victor Hansen, who co-wrote Chicken Soup for the Soul, is a dear, dear friend of mine. And when Mark and Jack wrote Chicken Soup for the Soul, no one wanted to publish the book. They said, no one wants to read a book of happy stories. Well, little did they know. And so what they did is they said, every single day, they're going to each reach out to 3 publishers. And the first 100 publishers said no. Finally, they got a publisher to publish the book. And I think they got like 25 cents a book. Anyway, Chicken Soup for the Soul books went on to be the 2nd biggest book in the history of all books that were ever published. And so number 1 is the Bible. Number 2 is Chicken Soup for the Soul books. And it was really those 3 actions every day, just reaching out to 3 publishers. So my bottom line message to you, my friends, is let go of perfection. Perfection is a form of procrastination. Focus on the micro goals. Focus on reclaiming your power. Get your head on straight. Do not let one day go by where you don't take 3 actions toward your dreams, and know that you've got this. You've got this. You've got this. So with that, I love you so much. Drop a comment below. Get into action. And if you aren't subscribing to my weekly newsletter, go to susanslide.com. Get on my list. I do free coaching for entrepreneurs. I am a certified coach. I don't charge. I don't even do private coaching, but I do free group coaching. So get on the list. I'd love to see you there. So with that, God bless.
To find out more about Susan or hire her to speak, go to www.susanslide.com. You can also find Susan on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn.